The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Commodus Chewy has spoken this morning. He doesn't want to talk about the quarterback anymore. And since we pretty much do whatever Chew wants.
We do?
That's from Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
And since we pretty much do whatever our first class passengers want, when they let him get on the thing and sing the song, we'll talk about anything else for the next 15 minutes. Anything else that our loyal listeners want to talk about. Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. That number, of course, 800-990-3776. But I said you got to call in. You got to call in to get your submission considered. So we go out to the phone lines this morning, and we begin with Zach in Racine. Zach, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What do you want us to talk about this morning instead of continuing to feed the beast that is the quarterback decision talk?
All right. Thanks for having me on. I'd like to discuss why is Capture the Flag not a professional sporting event? Everybody loves it. You can have your speedsters, your blockers, your guys, you know, creating traps and all that. I mean, that's good for at least an hour, if not more, of conversation.
Well, first of all, it's a great question by Zach.
Do they still play Capture the Flag,
though, like the paint gun? Isn't that the same thing? Now, I think that is super cool.
Oh, yeah, with
paintball? Because you're trying to capture a flag, right?
Yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that becomes, I would say, elevated Capture the Flag when you add the paintballs.
It's basically that you have to capture somebody else's flag. There's a home base, there's a jail and all that, and you've got the players out there. It definitely could be a professional thing. In fact, I could make the argument that that's what they should do with the Pro Bowl. Play Capture the Flag with the Pro Bowl players instead of whatever the...
Well, they play dodgeball, right?
Yeah. I don't know if...
That's kind of a version of it.
Here's what I will say. If the professional slap league, power slap, is a thing, Capture the Flag should be a thing.
It could
be a thing.
That's
the dumbest crap I've ever seen in my life. Right? There were videos of that circulating, right? Because I think the show debuted recently within the last few weeks.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, I think yesterday was week two.
Have you watched this at all, you guys? Chew, have you seen this at all? Two guys stand face to face, basically in a circle.
Yeah.
One guy puts his hands behind his back, maybe holding something so that he doesn't, you know, have the urge to defend himself. And then the other guy just says, on the count of whatever, I'm going to slap the bleep out of you. And that's literally what happens. And then the person that gets slapped falls to the ground. They call the fight. The end. Can you even consider it a fight if you can't defend yourself?
Well, because you get your turn to slap the other guy. You take turns.
Not if you hit the ground.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what if you're knocked out?
I mean, if you're soft and go down as, you know, with the first slap, then you probably don't make it all the way to slap league.
Slap league.
But if you want a team bonding thing, and I know they do a million things at the office there. I mean, so many corporations do this type of capture the flag thing with paintball. I know the Packers did it.
Sure.
I think Jason went and covered it.
Sure.
Now, that's something I'd be into, right?
Really?
I mean, a party where you got to wear a suit and go and you know, do all... Mix a little alcohol with capture the flag? Are you kidding me? That's a lot.
That sounds very dangerous.
I don't think you'd be very good at paintball capture the flag.
Why? Because I'm too big?
You're too big. Your target's too big.
Yeah, like what are you hiding behind?
Yeah, like Jen can hide behind stuff. Like she's smaller.
Ashton.
She's, you know, she's
gonna
more
hide
nimble.
Behind Ashton. He's going to be your human shield?
I would be shooting you. Yeah, I'd be taking the paintball gun right to you. Wouldn't even think twice.
Also, you're thinking really? Very optimistically about Ashton's, one, willingness to do that, and two, speed.
Well, let's be honest. Ashton would do it.
What, shoot me?
Well, he'd be your human shield. If you asked him nicely,
yeah,
he'd be your human
Ashton,
shield.
Ashton, would you?
If you asked me nicely? Yeah.
That's not happening.
He wouldn't even have to ask me that nicely. If we were on the same team, he's like, I need you to be my shield. I'd be like, okay. I would. That's true.
All right,
what about
enough.
Susie?
What about Susie? Ashy? She's going to be your human shield? No.
No, I said, would Ashy be the human shield for Susie?
Yes, more than most people.
You're a 1,000,000% right. I don't think Chew's going to be that great at paintball. Just paintball in general, right? Where you're like hiding from other people trying not to get hit with paintballs.
Like, you're wearing a pink shirt, pal. See, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
I know, but you guys would be on the offensive, right?
So what you're
I'm
saying?
I'm hunkered down.
So you're sitting back, and you are a protector of our flag. You're picking off anybody
Correct.
That comes to try to get our flag.
Yes.
It's a hell of a way to get out of the work of running around, Chew. Volunteer.
I'm a delegator.
That I could see. Chewy climbing up in a tree and just being a sniper on top, just picking people off with paintballs.
Just sitting up in the crow's nest and waiting for people to try to get the flag. It is a crow's nest, right? Is that what they call it when you sit up there? It's like a deer stand.
Yeah.
Right? Sitting up there in the deer. But what do they call it at prison where the guard is, where they're monitoring like the yard? That's called something. It's called something.
Why would you
Watchtower.
Think-
That'll work too.
Yeah.
The watchtower.
Why do you think any of us would be familiar with prison lingo?
You just watched Blackbird.
Yeah, we weren't dropping a lot of prison lingo in the movie. There was kind of, you know, the guy was trying to do his thing. I don't want to give hints on that.
So Capture the Flag is a good one. Obviously, that would be a great professional league. I could do a Capture the Flag league. I'd like to cover that, actually. A little sideline reporting from a Capture the Flag league. Did you ever play Capture the Flag? We played Red Rover more often than we played Capture the Flag when we were kids.
In gym class, when I was in grade school, we had it was Capture the Football. So it was in the gym, you know, kind of the same concept, but you know, you had your jail if you had your flag pulled, but it was just a football that would sit on top of the cone and then you could run and get it. And instead of you taking it over whatever line, you could pass it. If you completed a pass, you know, that's how you could get over the line and end the game as well. That was a lot of fun.
So what's kick the can?
It's literally just a bunch of kids in the backyard kicking a can.
Because they couldn't afford a ball.
Well, did you guys play smear the...
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's been banned. I'm serious.
What? Yeah. I think they just changed the name of it.
I don't know. I think kickball has been banned in some states. I think Duck Duck Goose has been banned in some states.
Why is kickball being banned?
Banned. Like schools have said, you can't play these games at recess anymore.
Why can't you play kickball?
I don't know why. I don't know what the rule is. Probably because they feel like some people are being ostracized.
Be better.
Listen, you don't have to tell me that. That is exactly the standard that I live by. But I do think that there are certain states out there that have deemed these games inappropriate. Canceled kickball, canceled Duck
Duck
Goose.
Dodgeball also on that list.
Dodgeball on that list as well.
I don't think anybody's playing dodgeball anymore.
That's such a great game.
Don't you think that when you ban a game, it makes it more appealing for school-aged people? When you ban anything, it makes it more appealing for school-aged people?
But if you're in second grade and you have no idea what dodgeball is, you don't know what you're missing.
But like Chase, who is in eighth grade, has played dodgeball, enjoys dodgeball.
Sure.
At recess, even though they're probably not supposed to play dodgeball, doesn't mean that an impromptu game of dodgeball doesn't just pop up every now and again. They play kickball a lot. I'm a little surprised that kickball is banned.
All right, here's another one. Did hide and seek go away?
No.
They couldn't find the guy who wanted to ban it.
No, hide and seek's still a thing, but I think that's a lot younger kids. That'd be, you know, like five and under, six and under.
What is Giants, Elves, and Wizards? I've never heard of Giants, Elves, and Wizards. Is that a game?
No, that's Lord of the Rings. Novel series by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Dungeons and Dragons type stuff. No, this list that I'm looking at right now says that activities like dodgeball, duck, duck, goose, Giants, Elves, and Wizards, kickball, musical chairs, relay races, and steal the bacon, they are fodder for continued
ridicule. What the hell is steal the bacon? I want to know more about Steal the Bacon.
Well, let's look it up. Steal the Bacon. What is the game Steal the Bacon? It's probably like the game that Chewy was saying.
Steal the Bacon?
Person who gets the bacon first tries to run across his or her team's goal without being tagged.
All right, so it's Capture the Flag.
It is. It's exactly Capture the Flag. How come they canceled Red Rover? We played Red Rover all the time at recess when we were kids. Red Rover, let so-and-so come over. And then you'd have to run, and you'd hold hands as tightly as possible.
A little violent.
Is it violent? You're just running.
And then getting a clothesline. Like, you're running into, if you are, like, somebody who's not that strong, you're just running into clotheslines and getting knocked down.
You gotta aim for not the neck, okay? Use your midsection to break the hands. This coming from me. I'm 5'4".
Yeah, I'm sure you got clotheslined, ended up on your back looking up at the sun a couple of times at recess.
Yeah, but then I got back up and I did better the next time. I don't know what's hard about this.
There were so many great... flashlight tag. You ever play flashlight tag?
Love flashlight tag.
If you had to power rank...
our games back in the day were so much better.
Power rank tag?
Yeah, no. Well, that's a great... I was going to say, Chewy, if you had to power rank games you played as a kid, what would you do? How would you power rank?
I love dodgeball. Dodgeball is a blast. Capture the Flag, another great one. These are all things you didn't have to have any kind of money to do. Kick the Can. What was Kick the Can?
You can't put it on your list if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, it literally, Chew, I believe it's just you're kicking a can in the street. You're literally just running after a can and kicking it.
I mean, hide and seek at night is awesome.
Totally agree. 100% agree. At night just takes it up a notch. Although I will tell you this, Chase and his buddies got in trouble numerous times for scaling other people's fences and being in their backyards. Now, again, the game, when they were playing, extended to whomever was playing's backyard was in bounds, right? So Chase is playing, Tyler's playing, Cooper is playing. All of their backyards are in bounds. But in order to get from Chase's house to Tyler's house to Cooper's house, you had to cross other people's backyards. So we would get phone calls from parents saying, the boys were in our yard again. You know, and we were like, well, how do you know? Did you see him or are you just guessing because you saw like a body scurry by very quickly? It usually was.
See, what we used to do the equivalent to that back in the day is we'd go jump in people's pool at night and try not to get caught and how many pools you could jump into. Ever do that?
Well, no. Not a lot of pools in the Horicon area.
You had a whole marsh,
yeah,
buddy.
We had a marsh.
Jump in there.
Wait, but you don't swim in the marsh, do you?
Not with that
you can swim in the river. You kind of wade in the marsh.
You wade in the marsh?
Well, if you go into the marsh, you know, you put on the, you know, the whole overalls thing. If you want to wade into the marsh, get a good spot for goose hunting.
Oh, you can goose hunt
I'm
from
talking
marsh.
Recreational swimming in the marsh. I don't think you ever want to swim in anything called a marsh.
No.
Marshmallow, right? I would.
No, you don't want, I mean, do you want to swim in the marsh? No, you don't want to swim in the river that leads to the marsh either, but do people do it? Of course
Ashton
they do.
Doing the backstroke
marshmallow
in like
fluff.
Some marshmallow fluff.
That'd be
over
awesome.
There.
You ever get a leech on you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, no. The worst.
You know how you get rid of the leeches?
Burn them.
Instead of just pulling them off.
No,
you
put
salt on them.
Oh, yeah, then they shrivel up. You're right.
Does that
right.
help the flavor?
Yeah, tick is you want to get the fire and they back out.
Brett and Eau Claire. Oh, yeah, thank you. Brett and Eau Claire weighing in saying, what about Ghost in the Graveyard?
Yeah, Ghost in the Graveyard was fantastic.
Ghost in the Graveyard.
I had a buddy who lived actually next to an actual graveyard out in the middle of nowhere at Dodge County.
Wait, so you played in the graveyard?
Yes. That's correct.
Brandon and Mayville weighing in saying, we played flag football, but the last play when the teacher was no longer watching was tackle. It was okay until someone got knocked out. Ryan from Milwaukee saying, basically racquetball without the rackets. Did you guys play wall ball? So it's like with your hands, right?
We didn't have, at recess, we didn't really have like a wall unless it was like inclement and we had to go into the gym. Like outside, there wasn't really a wall to do something like that with.
What about Foursquare?
Foursquare was great.
I didn't play Foursquare.
No?
Boring.
What about wiffle ball? What about wiffle ball?
Chew, I'll strike your ass out in wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball was the best.
You got no shot.
Why? You got
a
little curveball?
No, I got everything. I got everything. I can rise
you
it.
You can't
I can
throw
sink
heat
it.
In wiffle ball. Yeah.
Of course you can.
It's not about throwing heat,
can't.
Though. But it's not about
it's
throwing
a movement.
Heat.
It's about the movement, right?
Yeah, I can make it sink. I can make it rise. Move it left or right. I got it all.
The wiffle ball. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to Jeff in Eagle. Jeff, we're talking, I guess, recess games now. We're all over the place because Chewy doesn't want to talk about a certain quarterback, so we're just trying to fill time now with any topic that we can to not talk about the quarterback in Green Bay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Gabe. This is for Gabe. You were kind of struggling with Kick the Can. I can tell how young you are. Hey, Kick the Can was like a form of a game of tag, and we played it in the city of Milwaukee. And we played it in an alley, and we generally would play it later on in the evening. And it was a situation where one person had to guard the can in the alley, walk maybe 10 to 15 feet in each direction while other people were hiding. Once you caught somebody, they had to sit out. Once you caught everybody, the game was over. In order to free everybody that was caught, somebody would have to come from a location, from a hidden location, run out and kick the can while you're trying to defend the can. And if he gets there and kicks the can before you're able to defend the can, everybody that was caught is now free and back in the game.
I had no idea that's how you play the can.
Yeah.
Jeff, coming through with the knowledge this morning. That's fantastic.
I literally thought it was just...
Come on, you guys.
Wild herds of kids running through alleys kicking cans. I literally thought that's what it was.
Gabe also thought that those same kids were taking the stick and rolling the hoop down the street.
The only game the kids really have taken from us in the old days is Ding Dong Ditch.
You can't ding dong ditch ding dong. Anymore. No,
everybody's got a ring.
Exactly. Everybody's got the camera on the doorbell, man.
Yeah, but you just wear a hood.
Well,
unfortunately, my kids would always wear the hood with the high school sweatshirt that says Kimura in the back. Hey, look, brains are not a strong suit in our family, but we used to be fast.
So the idiot apple didn't fall far from the
idiot. But at least they got the speed.
If you guys are looking to start your weekend off right, head to Bubbles and Brunch at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. That's right, Bubbles and Brunch. It's held every weekend from 9 to 1 in Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar. And listen, guys, this brunch, I know, we love our brunches here in Wisconsin, right? This brunch is anything but basic. If you're looking for a new spot to enjoy a fantastic brunch, I have to suggest Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar's Bubbles and Brunch. There's a local DJ spinning music. There are also endless mimosas, endless Bloody Marys, and a culinary team offering up a menu of elevated breakfast dishes. It is fantastic. You have to go. Experience a brunch that is anything but basic at Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar. That is inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel. If you want to learn more about Bubbles and Brunch, just go to their website, stkatearts.com. There you can also reserve your spot today for Giggly Champagne and Wine Bar's Bubbles and Brunch at St. Kate the Arts Hotel.
Heard of, so don't be mocking.
How did you possibly know this information?
Internet.
Do you know how to use the internet?
Google it. Google millennials.
I mean, if you could Google millennials ruin anything, fish. And you'll find it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Boycotting our usual content. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming at some point, just not right now. Can Chewy boycott something if he's not technically a boy anymore?
I don't think that's how that works.
Mancot?
He's mancotting.
Like manicotti.
And he does love pasta.
Does he?
I thought you said something else.
Wow, okay.
What? No, with the cotti? Is that where it was?
No, the man.
No, I want to know what
he said. Boycott, he said man.
Cot. That's what I said. Cot.
Yeah, but the translation in Florida kind of came through as a hard K.
Yeah, I know what you thought I said. Good Lord. So, what does that mean? That means that for the last 24 minutes, we've been talking about anything other than the quarterback in Green Bay. And Bryce is calling in to suggest a topic that he wants us to discuss as well. Good morning, Bryce. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What should we talk about today that doesn't involve the guy who throws passes in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, kind of from yesterday, Ashton talked about his favorite movie being Gladiator. So maybe we can talk a little bit about your guys' favorite films of all time. I get a lot of pushback on mine.
Which is?
My favorite movie of all time is For Love of the Game.
What?
Like, for real?
Wait, the baseball movie?
I swear I love it. Yeah.
All right, here's the problem.
Growing up a diehard Tigers fan.
Oh, well, that, Costner, okay.
Got everything.
Who's in it? Kevin Costner and John Kelly Preston. And John C. Reilly's tremendous. J.K. Simmons.
What? A funny story. We played the Giants. That was taking place in New York City, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was at Yankee Stadium, yeah.
So when we played the Giants in, I want to say it was 98, Kevin Costner was filming that movie in New York, and he came into our locker room after the Giants game. And he's small.
I think most Hollywood actors are, actually.
That's my little tie to, for Love of the Game. I remember that. Yeah.
Like, did you ever see the movie?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a fine movie. It just, like, I don't know why it would be your favorite movie.
Kelly Preston stinks in that movie. R.I.P., but she stinks. Her character's the worst in that movie.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But the baseball stuff is fun.
Okay, so here's the thing, guys. That's not even Kevin Costner's best sports movie.
Not his best baseball movie.
Yeah, it's definitely not his best baseball movie.
Well, what's his best baseball movie?
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. Bull Durham.
Tim Cup second.
I don't love... What about Field of Dreams?
Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, For Love of the Game are his baseball movies. Tin Cup is fantastic. I
like Field of Dreams, and I don't even love Field of Dreams. I think I like it better than Bull Durham.
Here's the thing about Field of Dreams.
Tin Cup.
It's fine. Field of Dreams is fine. It has one redeemable scene, and it's the very end.
Sure.
Otherwise, I don't know.
So everybody knows
Tin
Cup.
So Ashton's...
Go ahead, Chew.
So Ashton's is Gladiator. Jen, what's yours?
Favorite movie all time? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got to think about it.
Okay, you get...
Mine's Hollywood Nights.
I only know the song. What's Hollywood Nights, the movie?
Tony Danza, Michelle Pfeiffer, Robert Wall.
Uh-huh.
Great movie.
What's it about?
I think it is a car club. In California. Never seen it?
No.
Really? Great movie.
I didn't even know Tony Danza was in movies, to be honest with you. I only knew him from Who's the Boss?
He's fantastic in Angels in the Outfield.
Well, that I knew. I knew he was in Angels in the Outfield, but I didn't know any other movie.
His arm's got to be tired. He's throwing 156 pitches.
Kevin Costner was also in that running movie, McFarland USA. I believe he played the cross-country coach.
Yeah, he was the coach.
He was in Draft Day, obviously. He played the GM, right?
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Terrible.
Fastball? I never heard of Fastball. Apparently, it was a feature-length documentary about baseball.
It's not shocking.
And he narrated the documentary called Fastball in 2016. Everybody knows about Tin Cup. I mentioned McFarland USA, Field of Dreams we talked about, obviously, in Bull Durham. But For Love of the Game being our caller's favorite movie of all time, do you have a favorite movie of all time, Gabe?
I don't... See, I always feel like I give a default answer, like Field of Dreams or Star Wars or just something like that. I don't know if I have, like, a clear-cut favorite. Like, oh, this is the movie that I turn on. Like a TV show is without a doubt Seinfeld. Favorite TV show of all time. For a movie, I don't think I have one. Like, I've got some that are really good, but I don't know if I have like a clear-cut favorite.
Doesn't it also entirely depend on your mood?
100%.
It depends on like what you're looking for, right? Because I always tell people that like one of my favorite movies of all time is Happy Gilmore, which means I will watch it and watch it and watch it. It makes me laugh. I think it's funny. I love Adam Sandler. But like I also love Life is Beautiful, which is the Roberto Benigni movie that's in Italian that won Best Picture in 1994 or 5, I want to say, in 96, something around there. And it's all black and white and it's in subtitles. Do you know what I mean? You couldn't pick two different films.
Yeah, I'm with Chewy on that.
But those are two of my favorite movies. But I love like a Shawshank. I will watch Shawshank. I think it's beautiful. I think it was so well written and it was a phenomenon. Right. From a film standpoint. But recently, the movie that I love is Hell or High Water.
I thought you were saying Top Gun Maverick, which great did movie. Get nominated for Best Picture.
I did see that. I was so happy for that group. So happy for those guys. I still have only seen it 8 times. So I'll let you know when I add to that.
When you get to 9.
Is that obscene? Is 8 watching?
Well, I've seen it 0 times, so yeah, I'd say 8's a lot.
You gotta watch it. I told you you're gonna love it.
I would say that for
you watched MILF Manor last week. You could watch.
I did watch like 3 straight hours of that. Well, I had to for the show. It's for you guys.
Did he just walk away?
He sure did.
Maybe he has to go to the bathroom.
Very confused. What just happened? Sure, he just walked away.
He's not going to be on the show anymore. We said we wouldn't talk about the quarterback. We haven't talked about the quarterback.
No, we haven't.
What is he? He's man-codding.
I'm going to assume he got a phone call he had to take.
What do we do to upset him?
Let's get out to the phone lines again because we're telling you if you call us this morning and tell us something to talk about, we will talk about whatever it is you want us to talk about if you call in this morning, 800-990-3776. So we have Jeff in Milwaukee on the line. Jeff, what do you want us to talk about this morning so that we don't talk about the quarterback situation in Green Bay?
Well, first of all, I'm loving the fact that you're not going to talk about that person. But I would highly suggest some other sports. And, Jen, I'll throw this one at you. The greatest athlete on the face of the earth right now is a female by the name of Michaela Schiffer. Look what she's done in just a few years. The record she's setting, she just broke Lindsey Vonn's record, and she's about to become the greatest skier to ever live. So I think that would be a great subject for the ladies that are listening.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. Are you a ski fan? Do you like skiing? Do you watch skiing? Do you ski?
I'm 60 years old. I've been skiing for 50. I taught skiing for 20. I'm a fan.
I feel like skiing doesn't get the respect it deserves. Like, skiing to me, and I know a lot of people go out and ski. We were in the East for a very long time, and Achui's from that area, and skiing is what everybody does on the weekends. People drive an hour and a half, 2 hours, and everybody skis for the weekend. I think there are pockets of that here in Wisconsin, but I don't think it's as prevalent as it is out East. Skiing is, to me, very intimidating. There's an intimidation with skiing because there's a real danger of getting hurt if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
We used to love those ski jumping wild world
Where did
sports.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, I had someone at my door.
Ding dong ditch.
Who was it?
Yeah, they ditched. It's Jehovah's Witness.
Somebody who was streaming decided to ding dong ditch you.
That's hilarious. Okay, so anyway, what were you saying about skiing too?
The ski jumping. You know, we all grew up wild world of sports, you know.
Yeah.
The intro where the person chickened out at the end and smashed the jump and stuff like that. But that would that be something I would try? Would you try it?
I think you're too big for ski jumping.
Why am I too big for everything?
Because I just think that...
See, this Ashton, it goes to my point. I think we're discriminated against.
There's no thinking.
No one makes a big deal of it.
You're right. We are 100% discriminated
against. Totally big deal.
He's right.
But I just think...
I'm very offended by what Gabe just said.
Chewy was right.
Yeah, I mostly am, always.
I think you want a low center of gravity when you're doing something like that.
No, I think the heavier you are, the farther you're going to fly, right? So I'd actually be pretty damn good.
You want to be in control.
But I'd still... I don't know. I thought it'd be pretty cool.
So what, you think we throw Gilbert down one of those and he's going to be the best ski jumper?
To be fair, Michaela Schifrin is not a ski jumper, right, guys?
Ski jumping bowling?
That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That's something I'd watch.
Right?
That
would be something I would watch, too.
Something you'd see on that knockout show. You know that knockout show where they have, like, the big contraption, the blow-up contraption, and people are trying to go through the obstacle course? It feels like that'd be something there where you could, like, be launched. You know, like when you go to summer camp and they have the thing where you can jump off the pier and you land on that big thing, and then the person and then the person who's on the end of the blob gets just, like, launched into the lake. That, but try to hit as many bowling pins as you can.
So you have the ski jump, you have Gilbert in the little sumo outfit so no one gets hurt, and the pins are in sumo outfits so no one gets hurt, and you see
how many pins he could knock over. Too. If I got to look at Gilbert Brown in a sumo costume.
No, he's not like those sumo costumes that are soft.
Oh, I think
that you
were
put on externally. Not putting on like
handkerchief.
No.
Gilbert in a thonger? Yeah. Now that would get a lot of views.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there'd be some pain there. You said it wouldn't. Nobody gets hurt. Well,
yeah, he meant
debatable.
Like the big sumo suits were, you know, at halftime of basketball games where guys run into each other. You know, they get two volunteers. That's what he's talking about.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Top 8 at 8 coming up next, but I think we've done a pretty good job over the last 34 minutes, Chewy, of not talking about that guy who you don't want us to talk about. So I'm going to give us a little pat on the back for that. We'll be right back after this.
Up 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
Sponsored by Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Win a Bavarian soft pretzel lover's gift pack from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Shop now at MilwaukeePretzel.com.
Before we get to the top 8 at 8, apparently today is an anniversary of sorts. Gabe, is there an anniversary that we need to be recognizing or mentioning or
happy
celebrating?
Happy anniversary, Chew.
What?
27 what? Years ago, you caught a 2-point conversion.
Oh. That's today? What's the date?
The 26th.
So we played on the 26th back-to-back, Super Bowl 31 and 32?
No, you guys played on 27th and 32.
Oh, okay. I had them backwards. I thought I caught a 2-point conversion in San Diego.
No,
I actually caught.
No,
one.
you had a touchdown. You had a big game against the Broncos. I don't know if you you had another catch other than the 2-point conversion in 31.
No, I did. I think it was a 3-yard catch.
Anyway, yeah. Happy anniversary, big guy.
Thank you.
27 years ago.
27 years, huh?
Yeah. So, Gabe, that's what depressing. Do we got today? I assume the list isn't related to that, is it? Is it related to the anniversary?
It is not related to the anniversary. Okay. If I was thinking clearly this morning, maybe it would have, but it is not. The list I have in front of me, again, the way it works, I have a list of 8 things in front of me. Jen and Chew guess back and forth. Once they each get one incorrect, sometimes they also take a mulligan. We open it up to you, the caller, 800-990-3776. The person to get the last thing on the list wins that great prize pack, courtesy of our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Since 2008... 8 teams have not made a conference championship game. Name the 8 teams who have not made a conference championship game in the NFL since 2008.
Since 2008, how about the Detroit Lions?
Detroit Lions are one of the teams.
Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins are one of the teams.
This is kind of easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The... God, no. 2008, man. This is where I'm getting a little bit...
Pretty easy, Jen.
I know. You're not making me feel any better every time you say it. I don't know. Like, you think you're helping me by saying how easy it is. Minnesota Vikings?
The Minnesota Vikings have played in 2 conference championship games since 2008. They are not on the list. Chew, do you want to just rattle off some of these?
Cleveland Browns.
Browns.
Texans.
Texans.
Jaguars.
Jaguars have played in a conference championship game since 2008.
Remember against the Pats?
When?
2015, 16?
Yeah, right 18? Around there. They had a lead with Blake Bortles as their quarterback. That defense was legit. Yeah. Jalen Ramsey.
They should have won that game.
Yeah, they had a lead in the fourth quarter. Should have
right,
won that game.
I forgot.
800-990-3776. Do you want to give Chew a mulligan and see if he can keep going, or do you want to throw it out to the callers?
Yeah, throw it to the callers. Yes, Chewy knocked off half the list.
800-990-3776. We are looking for the remaining, what, four teams?
Four teams. Since 2008, 8 teams have not played in a conference championship game in the NFL. We're looking for 4 more of those teams.
800-990-3776. I thought this was easy.
It is an easy list.
I'm waiting for people to also believe that it is easy.
I forgot all about Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Who was the coach then? Who was the coach of Jacksonville when...
It was
a big kind of oafy looking
question.
Oaf.
I will look up for the... was it Doug Marrone?
Yes. Good call. It was.
800-990-3776. Let's first get out to Justin and Cudahy. Justin, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. I'm going to go the Washington Commanders.
Washington Commanders are on the list.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Chargers are on the list.
Yes. Good call.
Just 2 more. Can you get them?
And now, go. I don't remember the year, but I think they made it, so I'm not going to guess this one. Let's go. Oh, man, it's tough now.
Need one. Give me a team. 3.
I'll do the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts have made 2 AFC Championship games since 2008.
800-990-3776. Let's get out to James and Tosa. James, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8-8 list?
Did somebody say the Jets?
The Jets made back-to-back AFC Championship games during this time frame, so they are not on the list. Again, since 2008, eight teams have not made conference championship games in the NFL. Of the ones we have the Dolphins, the Browns, the Texans, the Chargers, the Commanders, and the Lions. Just have two more left on the list.
800-990-3776. Travis in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8-8 list?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans have appeared in one AFC championship game in this time frame. They are not on the lists.
Let's go out to Tom in Waukesha. Tom, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8-8 list?
Well, the Jets have made two, but the Bills haven't.
Bills have made an AFC championship game. They've got one in there, so that is incorrect.
A couple years ago, right?
Really?
Yeah, Bills made one AFC championship
Kansas
game.
City, yeah. Mm-hmm.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Kyle in Waupun. Kyle, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Has the Dallas Cowboys been said?
How about them Cowboys?
Wow, since 2008.
They haven't made one since 1995. That was the last time they played a conference championship game. It was 1995, the year before
versus the Green
Bay
Packers, right?
Yeah.
Whew.
That was the last time they made a conference championship game.
All right, so we got one. Can you give us one more and finish this list, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm just trying to run it through my head on which one I want to take. Miami Dolphins have already been said, right?
Miami Dolphins have been said. So the ones here, I'll give you the ones that have been said. The seven that have been said that are on the list are the Dolphins, Browns, Texans, Chargers, Cowboys, Commanders, and Lions.
Okay. Gosh, I am going to say
need an answer.
I don't got one.
Man, it's tough. The pressure just builds up.
Well, also, so I just wanted to go through my thought process on this thing as I'm trying to figure out the last one. It feels like I think I would guess an AFC team. Don't tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm just going to talk to you through my thought process. Because with the Patriots being in so many of these during this time period, it feels like it eliminates, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More AFC teams than NFC teams. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it feels like since 2008, there's been more parity, therefore more teams on the NFC side of things. So that's where I would go. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that's where I would go. That's what my thought process would be. Let's go out to Nick in Menominee Falls. Nick, can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Is it the Raiders?
It is the Raiders.
Yeah, there you go. The Raiders. Who are close, Gabe, because they went, they played in the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay probably in early 2000s?
Early 2000s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
But that would have been the last time they Good played call. An AFC championship game.
Good stuff there. So Nick was our big winner. Was that right? Nick was our big winner this morning. Congratulations, Nick. You did complete our top 8-8 list. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could have low testosterone, not even know you're dealing with it. You probably just think you're getting older. Well, it's true, but maybe your testosterone levels just aren't where they should be. If you're feeling tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you had even just a year or two ago, that could be low testosterone, and Mentality can help. You just book an appointment, lowtusa.com, to find out more. You have a blood panel done, and after they get your blood work back, they let you know where your testosterone levels are. And if they are low, it's up to you whether or not you want to then jump in with their customized treatment plan just for you, because it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's a customized plan just for you, and that's what I've done. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Scholarship is done.
I don't even know what to say to that. I just assume that you, like most parents, like seeing your kids.
We do, but
serious.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on, everybody pretend.
We began the day today asking about DeAndre Hopkins. And that was enough. That was enough. Chewy had enough. He was done talking about the football team here in Wisconsin. And he was certainly done talking about the guy who handles the huddle. The guy under center. Who I'm not going to say because I don't want to break our streak. We've done a really good job over the last 52 minutes of not talking about that guy. I don't want to change it up.
But I
do want to reference that we did ask you what was more likely on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. DeAndre Hopkins getting traded to Green Bay or that guy we're not talking about this morning getting traded from Green Bay. 82% of people are saying it's more likely that he gets traded from Green Bay than Hopkins being traded to Green Bay. And Gabe, you're nodding your head emphatically.
Well, because there's one of those could happen and one of those is not going to happen.
The Hopkins thing is not going to happen, even if they bring the quarterback back.
Yeah, of course it's not going to happen.
But they'll be in the mix.
What if...
Yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, Goody's going to call and offer a sixth-round pick. Yeah, but, ooh, excellent. Cool.
They'll have conversations, Chew.
And Goody will make sure the media knows about it.
But do you think the Packers go to him and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this, or do they just let it run its course?
I think
because what if we came to him, Gabe, and said, hey, we're thinking of trading for DeAndre Hopkins. Do you want to stick around? That's the only move we're going to make. Do you want to stick around?
Yeah. I think that's part of the conversations.
But I can't help but wonder if there would be some hesitancy on his part to believe it. Not saying that so-and-so is a liar, not saying that anybody is, you know, doesn't want to make good on their word. But didn't the quarterback reference somehow in a veiled way that there was supposed to be other things that happened this last time that didn't materialize?
Very similar to the Brewer situation where it was very obvious that they wanted to do something after trading Josh Hader and nothing came to fruition. I think it's pretty obvious that they probably wanted to do something other than Sammy Watkins to try to bolster their receiving core this past off season and it didn't come to fruition or they just didn't pull the trigger.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Have you seen The Exorcist? This one is down to the 50-50. 50-50. 50% of people have seen The Exorcist. 50% of people have not seen The Exorcist. Again, I have not seen The Exorcist, but I am familiar with the storyline. And, of course, some of the more memorable shared scenes are still burned into my brain. Like, I could tell you three very memorable scenes from The Exorcist, but I've never seen the movie. I've never sat down to watch it. I've never even walked into a room when it was playing. I've never actively watched any part of The Exorcist, but I'm familiar with enough of those scenes to know the gist of the movie.
Well, I think you have to sit down and want to watch that movie. I don't think like USA is going to randomly have The Exorcist on as part of a Halloween marathon. You know, like I just don't think that movie...
You have to go out of your way, you're saying, basically, to watch that movie. We also put it on the poll. Would Chewie be good at paintball, capture the flag, and 80% of people, I'm sorry to report, big guy, are saying, nah, you're not going to be good at paintball capture the flag. And I assume that's because, you know, you're a giant human being.
Yeah, you're too big of a target.
Yeah, but there's big trees out there.
Big, as big as you? No, you're going to be like that meme of Shaq who's hiding behind the light pole. Can they see me? That's what you're going to be like. Unless you got some big old sequoias out there that you can hide behind. I don't think you're going to have much luck.
Yeah, we're not playing this in the Redwood Forest.
I could hide behind Ashy. Ashy said he's willing and able.
True.
Once he's dead, I don't know.
He said he was willing. Did he say he was able? Ashy, are you able to human shield Chew?
Yeah, why not? I'm agile and fragile.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think you spelled fragile wrong.
What's the rules? When you get shot, you have to exit the field, or can I carry him around?
Ooh. That's a great question.
Like a real shield? Sure.
Can you actually put a couple, put a couple loops on his back and lock the arm in, carry him around like an actual shield.
Oh, I just pictured him like Forrest Gump running out of the jungle with Bubba on his shoulders.
Oh, it was Lieutenant Dan.
Or one of those, baby
was
thing.
Was it Lieutenant Dan?
You know,
the mama, baby Bjorn?
Where the mama carries the baby in front. I'm just carrying kind of like Austin Powers.
Or in Hangover when he's got the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I Carlos?
Yeah. Yeah, in this situation, you're Carlos.
From here on out, actually, don't expect us to refer to you as Ashton anymore. Ashton is dead, and you are now...
He wishes.
You are now Carlos.
Carlos.
That's right, pal. I thought he looked like a Carlos, too.
I thought he looked like a Carlos.
Will the Italians next on ESPN Milwaukee? We did a pretty good job, Dennis the Menace, of not talking about that quarterback for the entire second hour of the show. I cannot promise you we'll be able to do that again tomorrow.